stick around on Fox FM. Coming up at around 8:10, we'll be having an interview talking about more things about the Harvest Showdown this week. I have with me a special guest. I have Jason in the studio. How are you doing today, Jason?
Hey, very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. And of course, the Grain Millers Harvest Showdown kicked off yesterday. It's happening all week. So we're in day two, and there's plenty of events going on. What can you tell us about
today? Yeah, it starts off right at 9 o'clock in the morning. Newton Landscaping Chore Team competition in the arena. Then at 2:30, we've got the FCC Breeders Alley opens in Niagara Pavilion. And at 4 o'clock, the first day of the Fun Motorsports Country Trade Show opens in the Flexi Hall. And then at 6 o'clock, the Tribal Council Stock Dog Competition Cattle Trials are in the arena. And at 7 o'clock, the Yorkton Hyundai Mutton Busting and the Trick Riders presented by the Key Yorkton Kia are on as well. And one special event here tonight at 7 o'clock is the basically the Westland Insurance Commercial Grain Show, the Maple Ag and Outdoor Forage Show, and the FB Genetics Seed Show and Awards Reception sponsored by P&H, and that's going to be going on in the National Bank Convention Center upstairs at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful. And on top of that, later this evening, there's also going to be another appreciation night, Thursday Appreciation Evening, which is just a wonderful day or a wonderful evening out.
Yeah, for the guys that aren't involved with the grain show, for those that just want to go down to our Prairie Oyster Bar and have the Thirsty Thursday Appreciation Evening, and that's entertainment by Bull Ruckus and presented by Sweet Pro. So that's a special event there down in the Prairie Oyster Bar, the Yorkton Hyundai Prairie Oyster Bar and Grill.
Yeah, and the nice part is most of the events at the whole Harvest Showdown is completely free for people to go and check out.
Yeah, it's exactly. You know, it's free admission for those events in the arena and in the Flexi Hall. And that's one thing. It's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And on top of that, though, one of the events that you should get tickets for, the PBR.
Well, that's right. The PBR Rodeo tickets have been selling like hotcakes all week.
Yeah.
And we're very, very close to a sellout. So don't hesitate. Go online at yorktonexhibition.com or stop by the Harvest, the exhibition office in the Gallagher Center for tickets for that.
Yeah, it kicks off tomorrow and Saturday at 7 p.m. And you were just telling me off the air that there's a couple of special guests going to be at the PBR as well, some big names.
Yeah, John Krimmer from Texas. Now he's the top rider right now. He's what they call the Connor Bedard is to the NHL as this guy is to rodeo. So he's he's just a fantastic a show he puts on. And also Canadian three-time Canadian PBR champion Aaron Roy from Yellowgrass, he's going to be there too as well. So it's a great event, great atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd gets involved. It's exciting. It's a touch dangerous for the riders, and,
yep,
and it will be a show like no ever.
Wonderful. So again, people can go to the Yorkton Exhibition office or yorktonexhibition.com to purchase tickets and to, of course, check out more information for this. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention here before we wrap things up?
No, it's a busy event, and it's a busy week, and we welcome everyone to come down and attend.
All right. Well, once again, Jason Popowich, thank you so much for stopping by in the Fox FM studio to talk all about the Harvest Showdown.
Thank you.